Hi there. My name is Lucia Thornton, and I will be teaching the course on the model of whole person caring. Over the next few minutes, I'll give you a brief synopsis of my professional background and some background information on the development of the model of whole person caring. The remainder of the time will cover what you can expect to learn from the course and what some of my expectations will be of course participants. I've been involved in nursing, healthcare, and healing for over 30 years. My early clinical experiences included working in emergency and trauma, intensive care, research and development, and quality assurance. For the past 20 years, I have been involved in the study and practice of energy-based therapies, holistic nursing, and holistic practices. I have taught classes in nursing, leadership, and theory at both the undergraduate and graduate levels at California State University. I have also developed and taught courses in holistic nursing throughout the country and was instrumental in developing the process of board certification for holistic nurses in the United States. Recently, I was elected to serve as president-elect for the American Holistic Nurses Association. In the past several years, I have developed educational programs focusing on staff development and organizational transformation. These courses have been primarily geared toward healthcare institutions and hospitals. It is this work that led to the creation and development of the model of whole person caring. A hospital that I had offered several nursing seminars to asked if I'd work with them to help create a more nurturing and healing environment within the hospital. This was a challenge in several respects. First, the hospital was in the process of merging with another hospital that they had been in competition with since their inception. One hospital was a private for-profit hospital. The other was a community-based not-for-profit hospital. Ideology, management styles, and the staff were all quite different, and merging the two different cultures was quite a challenge. In addition, my experience was primarily in teaching nurses and nursing students. We realized early on that in order to effect change, that a cross-section of staff and employees needed to be included in any transformational programs. In order to change the prevailing culture, and in order to create a transformational shift, it was necessary to develop a framework that each person in the organization could relate to and incorporate into both their life and their work. This meant creating a model that staff from maintenance, from the dietary department, from administration, all the clerical staff, the volunteers, all of the clinical staff, including technicians, nurses, physicians, respiratory therapists, and social workers, could all understand. The model needed to be simple yet relevant to a wide spectrum of people with varying educational and cultural backgrounds. And so, the model of whole person caring was developed. The nurses and staff at the hospital at which it was introduced have done a remarkable job at integrating the model into their lives and integrating the model into the workplace. Before the model was introduced, the hospital environment was characterized as being negative and hostile, not an inviting place to work or to be cared for as a patient. Since the model's implementation, the hospital's environment has been transformed. Patient satisfaction has significantly increased, and staff turnover has significantly decreased. The hospital was the 2004 recipient of the Norman Cousins Award for Relationship-Based Care. This is an annual award presented by the Fetzer Institute to one hospital or organization in the United States that demonstrates innovation, commitment, and excellence in relationship-centered care. The hospital has also received state and regional awards and recognition from healthcare associations and local communities. So, the really exciting thing about this model is that it works. It is a useful tool in facilitating personal and organizational transformation. So this gives you a little background on how the model was developed and its usefulness in a healthcare setting. Models help us to define who we are in this world and also help us to articulate what we do. Models are useful in guiding our practices and also can inspire us to look at the world in new ways. A primary intention of this model is to begin to shift how we as a society perceive ourselves. Who we believe we are is a fundamental determinant to all behavior. To persist in perceiving ourselves in the context of the current biomedical model is no longer useful. The model of whole person caring invites us to acknowledge the sacred essence of our being and to begin to perceive ourselves as fields of energy that are infinite in nature. Students will be invited to explore the definitions and key concepts of the model. Readings will focus on the definitions and concepts inherent in the model and other related theories and theorists. This is intended to be a dynamic experience that will involve critical thinking and analysis while encouraging students to access their intuition and higher consciousness. A forum will be developed that will facilitate an exchange of ideas and writings between and among course participants and myself. The intent is to make the model as useful and relevant as possible. An important process that students will participate in is the integration of some of the key concepts in their own lives. This course is designed to engage students in a process of deep inner inquiry and personal transformation. For instance, one of the primary concepts of the model is self-care and self-healing. Students will have the opportunity to become aware of and explore various patterns in their life that may or may not be useful. Each student will engage in a process to recreate a new and more wholesome pattern in an area of their life that they would like to transform. It may be related to diet, movement and exercise, relationships, thought patterns, basically whatever area feels important to focus on at this time. Here, the intention is to support students in identifying tools and techniques that are useful in creating healthier and more wholesome ways of being. These are processes and techniques that the student can then utilize throughout the rest of their lives as needed or desired. After engaging in the process of integrating some of the key concepts into their own lives, students will explore ways to integrate the model into their organization or work environment. Students will examine concepts related to transformational leadership and therapeutic partnering. Each student will be asked to develop a strategic plan to help transform their work environment into a space that promotes healing and integrity. I am really excited to have the opportunity to teach this course. I believe that the model of whole person caring is a very useful tool to help individuals and organizations shift toward more healthy, wholesome, and loving ways of being. There are no new ideas in the model. It is just a way of putting together some very old ideas that are inherent to healing in a way that most people can easily understand. I am also looking forward to students' comments and feedback on the model. How is it useful? Where does the model fall short? What concepts are most pertinent? How can the model be adapted to better serve you as a student? Or how can it be adapted to better serve the people, organizations, or communities you're involved with? These are some of the questions I am certain will emerge. What you bring to this course is immeasurable. Your life experiences, your wisdom, your perspective, every student's presence will enrich and enliven this course. We shall all learn from each other. Those students involved in the doctoral program will have the benefit of an additional faculty member to read and comment on their final course paper. Students will find it an absolute delight to be able to work with and learn from Harry Owens. Harry is a medical doctor specializing in family practice, missionary work, transformational leadership, and spiritual evolution. Harry has worked with and consulted with organizations and countries all over the world. I am delighted to be co-teaching this portion of the course with Harry. He is a great teacher and a wonderful mentor. So, if exploring a model of care that can help transform your personal and/or professional life appeals to you, then I invite you to journey with me through this course. There is a line that Phil Collins sings in a song from Tarzan, the animated children's film. What he says is this: in learning, you will teach. and in teaching you will learn. I find that saying to be so true, and I know that this course will provide all of us with the opportunity for great learning and great teaching. Thank you, and have a great day.